The Pacific Flyway is one of the major migration avenues in North America. And as residents of the San Francisco Bay Area, we are very fortunate to live along this great migratory route. Not only is the Bay Area along this route, it's a major stopping point for many species of migrating birds. Waterfowl, shorebirds, as well as a plethora of other migratory birds either spend the winter here or stop by for a bit to rest their tired bodies and refuel. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we recap the activity along the Pacific Flyway this winter. Welcome to Bay Birds. The month of March is a time of transition. Spring arrives in March, signifying an end to the cold and harsh winter weather. Many species of plants and animals sense this transition, and they too must start to change. As many flowers start to bloom during the spring months, many species of waterfowl start to take to the skies and fly away from the Bay Area. Waterfowl, like ruddy ducks, buffleheads, and scaup, start to head away from the shallow waters of Richardson Bay in March. Many of these birds spend the winter in the safety of San Francisco Bay, but sensing the change in the air, they start to fly back north, towards their breeding grounds. After many of the waterfowl have started their migration northward, we start to see a brief surge in the shorebird population, including many species of sandpipers. While we have many species of shorebirds here in Richardson Bay during the winter, the spring surge is caused by more shorebirds that stop by the Bay Area on their way farther north for the summer. But don't worry, not all migrants are leaving the Bay Area for greener pastures in spring. Many species of songbirds start to arrive in the San Francisco Bay Area during the early spring. These birds have already started arriving, as we have spotted a few Wilson's warblers around town. These birds, which have spent their winter farther south, will begin to arrive in the Bay Area in late March through May, ready for the breeding season. Although the migratory seasons seem formulaic, there are always oddities that amaze us. The migration this winter along the Pacific Flyway has been anything but predictable. From Alaska to Southern California, there have been a fair number of rare bird sightings. Alaska saw its first redwing and dusky thrush, while California hosted a falcated duck this winter. These birds usually don't find themselves on this side of the Pacific, as all of them are native to Asia. The Pacific Northwest was also a hotspot for some unusual visitors. Every few winters, thousands of snowy owls flood into the continental United States, and this year these creatures permeated the Pacific Northwest. Richardson Bay also had a few oddities pass this way during the winter migratory season. While we didn't see a flood of snowy owls or any birds from Asia, we did notice some rare birds in the waters of Richardson Bay. One unusual bird we saw this winter was a hybrid between a bufflehead and a common goldeneye, both of which are closely related species of waterfowl. We were also lucky enough to catch a glimpse of Luke, the leucistic black-bellied plover. He has uncommonly large patches of white feathers caused by leucism, a condition that results in the reduction of pigmentation in his feathers. Although these birds are not thousands of miles away from their home range, they are nonetheless some very rare bay birds. If you really want to catch a great glimpse of the spring migration, head out to Point Reyes or many of our open spaces in the Bay Area. And, as always, keep your eye out for those extraordinary bay birds. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary and the Conservation Corps North Bay. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.